Argentine Foreign Minister Héctor Timmermans sends a strong message to Britain. He rejects the possibility of a meeting with his British counterpart William Hague and members of the British administration of the Malvinas Islands when he arrives in London next week for an official visit. You cannot ignore that the United Nations, its General Assembly and its Decolonization Committee have resolved that the question of Malvinas is a conflict of sovereignty between the United Kingdom and Argentina, which must be resolved through dialogue between the two countries. The international community does not recognize a third party in this dispute, Timmermans affirmed in a letter sent to Mr. Hague and copied to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon earlier this week.
There is no UN document that says Malvinas is a self-determination problem. The right to self-determination of Malvinas' current population is not recognized. It is considered a special case of colonialism because it involves a matter of territorial integrity.
New tensions are flaring a month before islanders hold a referendum in March to decide on their political status.
What happened is that they took out what was left of Argentina's population. Besides, the year before the invasion, a US warship bombed the place. With the expulsion of our people, Britain's process to implant its settlers began. They were put there by force.
The Argentine official also warned that UK's refusal to hold a bilateral meeting, as requested by the South American government, could undermine Argentina's interests to work with the UK in the G20 and the UN Security Council on issues such as the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, human trafficking, drugs, money laundering, investment, trade and human rights.
Malvinas is not something the United Kingdom is using by chance. It is part of colonialist project in South America. The islands are part of our national territory.
Meanwhile, the international community has ratified again its support to Argentina's claims over Malvinas Islands. At a recent South Atlantic Peace and Cooperation Zone ministerial meeting, Latin American and African countries called to stop colonialism and condemned UK's increasing military presence in the contested area. When publicly addressing the dispute over Malvinas Islands' sovereignty, British Prime Minister David Cameron said, full stop, end of story, defending islanders' so-called right to self-determination. But to Argentina, there seems to be no full stop for a conflict that began in 1833 when the UK invaded the South Atlantic territories and expelled the Argentine civilian population from there. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.